Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So here is my Thanksgiving message to you, and I'll wish you a happy Thanksgiving now to you and your family, and obviously at the very end of the show. The other evening, I was at my sister's house, and at late night, having a conversation with my brother-in-law, Eric. And I asked him, I said, "What does Thanksgiving mean to you?" And he gave me the coolest answer before he gave me a number of stories. He said, "It means different things to me at different times of my life." And then I listened to his great stories from childhood up to the present day. And then with pen in hand, because I am this absolute note taker, whether I'm here or I'm going to speak on stage, I write down everything. So went off and I began to write what Thanksgiving has meant to me at different times in my life. So I thought I'd share some of this with you. So we will first start with the young Joey B. Now, I had the absolute greatest childhood. You might think yours is great. I am telling you, now think about this. Grew up on a street in the Northeast, and we had seven families either living side by side or across the street from each other. You did not have to go ring someone's doorbell. You didn't have to go knock on someone's door. You just opened the door and walked in. And it was just this free-flowing, and every family had just children and children and children. And we just, hey, you want to think about going out to play? And I would joke, but I'm sort of serious. The only time I really ever got in trouble as a child, because again, I was the perfect child, but the only time I ever got in trouble is my mom couldn't get me to come in to eat because all I wanted to do was be outside with my cousins and play. Well, now let's go to a Thanksgiving in there. And it's funny, each family still had their own individual Thanksgiving Day feast. And I remember that we would be outside because, hey, it's Thanksgiving, so that means it must be touch football time. So we're in the street, we're playing touch football game after game after game after game until we're called inside, and then we still got game going. And that was part of it. And my dad's company would give out turkeys. So it was this special turkey being in front of the table. And my mom to this day, she's like 80,000 years old, whatever it is. Sorry, Mom. And she is an awesome cook. And she made that Thanksgiving Day so perfect, and we were just blessed as a family, and then blessed as a large family to do everything that we did as a large family. So then Thanksgiving during my high school days. Well, what had happened was this, and I got to say that I happen to be one of the people, so I'm going to brag on this one. I instituted a game called the Turkey Bowl. And the Turkey Bowl was, I was a soccer player. Turkey Bowl was a game where we would show up either to Owens Field or the Oval, and we would play a pickup soccer game. And it wasn't just, it could be coaches, it could be some alumni. It didn't matter. It was just a pickup game. You try to make as fair a teams as you could, and you played. Weather didn't matter, because again, in the Northeast, you could get a 50-degree day and be smiling, or you can get a 35-degree day and raining. The Turkey Bowl went on. And this also extended into my college years. And anything was, you'd see college players returning from college and it's Thanksgiving Day. Well, it was time for the Turkey Bowl. Well, think about this one. And this is how great my mom was. She still was going to be preparing the Thanksgiving Day feast for the family. But my buddies, Gary and Larry, no, it's not like Daryl and his brother, Daryl's other brother. My friends, Gary and Larry, they would come over. And Mom would make us pancakes before. So while she's preparing for the later on feast, we would be doing, I guess we're doing pancakes before we go. So Mom, she just awesome stuff. So moving along to my college days, and I'm going to let you know, some of you probably have some of your favorite days of the year. Always love Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas, Easter. I'm also going to let you know that I am going to throw in there during my college days, I'm going to throw in the day after Thanksgiving. And right away, you all are going, oh, leftovers. Yeah. Well, leftovers are my favorite, but this was a little bit different. My cousin Donnie B., because my cousin Donnie B., Jimmy Toots, and I, we were together all the time doing, you know, everything in the outdoors, fishing, hunt. Well, we would go up to the family farm the day after Thanksgiving. This is before Black Friday sales and deals existed. By the way, today I could care less about Black Friday deals because I still want to be in the outdoors and I still want to eat leftovers. But we would do a trip, Donnie B. and I, up to the family farm. We'd go out for a morning hunt. By the way, I don't hunt anymore. We'd do a few chores, and then we would both open up our leftovers on the table, and we would just share. You know the old saying, sharing is caring? Well, sharing is caring when you got my Aunt Nancy, who's an awesome cook, my mom, who's an awesome cook, and they were the chief cookers at that point in our lives. And we just had a feast. And that day just reminds me, you know, and I'm going to not go on to the very future just yet, but also want you to know that leftovers today, because we don't have the farm anymore, looking for a new one, by the way, we don't have the farm anymore. And without having the farm, I still love it's leftovers and college football the day after Thanksgiving. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, let's go to the after college days. See, many of you may have, and this is the cool thing about high school sports, many of you may have that rivalry game somewhere. And our rivalry game was played on Thanksgiving with the town next to us. And I'll even go back, like, I guess over 100 years ago, our town used to be part of the town next to us and then broke away. No, we didn't secede from it, but they divided it up and there was two separate towns. So we would have the Thanksgiving Day game. It was a trophy game. You know, there was an MVP of the game, like all those things that went there. But what made the game special, especially when you were coming back from college, is everyone would go to the game. So it didn't matter the age. You were running into people. It may have been one of your youth coaches in any sport. It may have been one of your teachers, a neighbor that you really haven't seen in a while. And everyone was at the game. And Thanksgiving Day, the game always kicked off at 11 so that you can go to the game and get home for the afternoon Thanksgiving Day feast. And that was a great one. And we always had this rule that you never lost to your rival. So it didn't matter what sport you were playing. Again, I told you I was a soccer player in my senior year, and I remember the scores vividly. We beat them, and we hammered them. We beat them 6-0 and 9-0. They happened to have Chico Borgia on their team, who was one of, if not the top goal scorer in the nation. Held him scoreless for those two games, and I'm going to brag on this one. Well, I was the one who was marking Chico for those two games, and Chico and I has since become very good friends. He and his brothers eventually started some soccer camps, and I actually helped them write their program for their camps and actually worked at their first few years just to make sure they were off and running. They're a great, great, great group of people. Well, after that game, it was then time for the feast, and the feast was just like, again, Mom, we were blessed because we had the greatest family, and we were together. And then after college, I call those days responsibility days, and I hate to use that word because if you say responsibility, I guess you're supposed to be responsible. Well, what had happened was eventually as time goes on and your life moves on, I have this beautiful, still living it, a beautiful historic old home. Well, the entire family, well, 870,000 jillion people would be coming over for dinner. Well, with that, we would have the parade on because you got to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade while we're doing food prep. And anyone who is listening who has ever hosted a large meal with many people, because some people, hey, you can make a large meal and not have many people over. But when you're making a large meal with many people, there is the prep, the serving, the cleanup. That is a major undertaking. Me, talking about family, blessed because my family would help before, afterward. It was just like it didn't matter what was going on. And you know what? You'd get through all of the meal stuff and you take that extra little break. And I think you all know what's coming is. And then all of a sudden it's dessert time. And we would just turn on and there would be some pro football. A lot of the times the pro football was actually on with the sound off. So we could be together. I mean, you're sort of watching it and every now and then you put it on, score. Yeah, you root for your team, root against the team, whatever you're doing, and have some dessert. Well, after many years, we started to divide up all the major holidays between my family and myself and my sisters. And it was moved to one of my sister's house who happens to live at the shore. So it was near my parents' house. And all of that was just a great thing. But it didn't matter because two things. She was going to get the help that she needed because guess what? I'll be down there on Wednesday evening and working on Thursday to do some of the prep and all. So that's just what life is. And by the way, she makes the world's greatest sweet potatoes. Shh, you might think you do, but she's got them. So then I moved to the current days because you see, mom and dad, they're up in years right now. And as a convenience to them, we actually have the major holidays now back at their homes, but we do all the prep. We carry everything in, and my sister lives closest. She does the cooking of the turkey, and she does a wonderful job with everything that's going on there. And the morning of all major holidays, so I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving because Gabby and I already spoke about this. We will be there bright and early. We set up everything. So we set up the tables and the chairs, and we have a food prep table. We set all that up. And then I begin to, after I wash my hands, of course, I begin to cut up the crudité. For those of you that don't understand crudité, for real, it's just cut up vegetables and dips and things. And as I'm cutting, Gabby has washed her hands. And she sets up the platters with them. So we're organizing all of that. And then the parade is on, of course, because you can't have Thanksgiving Day without a parade going on while you're doing your food prep. So we do tablecloths, you name it. It is everything you need that is set up so that when family arrives, we're ready to rock and roll right there. The coolers filled with beverages, iced, all of those things. And Gabby secretly gets to open the salsa and the chips and a little bit of popcorn. And so she gets a little preview of what's going to be going on because she is the salsa queen, of course. Now, Gabby and I also plan because it's a weather-dependent day. Because if it is nice enough, think about where I started my life with football game after football game. Well, we don't have that many now, but we've got the Nerf football on the front lawn of my parents' home. And we get out there and we play. And I'm going to let you know that with the football game, it is everyone from youngest to oldest. And the best way I could share this with you is a couple years ago, my niece Evelyn, she's on the field with us in front lawn, and she's 3 years old. So we're playing touch football, a lot of running plays, a couple throwing plays here and there. And my nephew Wyatt, who is 6'7", he hands the ball off to Evelyn. He picks her up and then carries her across the goal line. So I guess Evelyn and Wyatt scored that touchdown. But that's, again, it's a family day. It's like everything that we do. And as years go on, family time is now more important because my dad said to me recently, you know, he and I take him to his doctor's appointments and all that. And he said something. He's talking about all the remaining years of his life. And he says, I want to spend the remaining years of my life with my family. And a long time ago, and I just shared this story with one of my sisters, a long time ago, we were having a real long time ago because it was actually Dad's retirement party. And when he was retiring, I said, do you want to have a party? Meaning, when I first started about how large our family is, and I said, do you want to have a party? He goes, no. He says, just our immediate family. And it's very rare that he ever said son. And he said, son, remember, family is everything. And since that day, he has said that to me, and I have said that back to him as well as time has gone on. So we will have this great Thanksgiving Day feast, and then there will be that lull, or maybe go out for the football. And here's what happens, and you all will understand this as I explain what I call the magic space. You're absolutely full. You're sitting there, you're content, and you're going, there's just no way I could eat another thing, no way. And then someone says dessert. And then magically, a space opens up in your stomach just for dessert. And I don't know how that one happens. And my other sister, she makes the world's greatest pumpkin cheesecake. And I am telling you, homemade, and me, I am not a dessert person. But I now know that there will be a magic space for that pumpkin cheesecake. For me, I am ready. Remember what my dad says, family is everything. Have a great, safe, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.